Today on another horrifying episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Spending a night at Grandma's house for a group of young children should be anything but scary. However, on this particular night, darkness seems to overcome the light. Just exactly who? And more importantly, what kind of entity did these children see when they were alone in the dark that one fateful night? Find out today as we dive into the world of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the program, please consider supporting it. And in exchange, we'll get you those bonus episodes. There's like almost 400 of them. And I know, it's like some shows, like that's all the episodes they have in their entire like regular library. Like that's our bonus episodes. So you get access to all those. And you get the full archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, literally thousands of episodes there. All of it's commercial free. You just binge and binge and binge and binge on ghost stories. You do it at ghostpodcast.com. Or if you like Patreon, go to patreon.com/realghoststories or search Real Ghost Stories Online in the Patreon app and check it out. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Carol.
I'm good today. How about you?
I am just peachy. Yeah, I think peachy would be a good one. Caffeinated. I am caffeinated peachy this evening.
Of all the people in the world, I would think of doing peachy. You would not be one of
I wouldn't
them
be saying peachy. Yeah. Hunky dory.
I don't think you would ever be doing peachy.
No.
You're much too sarcastic to ever be peachy. Or maybe that's sarcasm.
It really was sarcasm. It wasn't a true, oh, I'm peachy. You know, it's like peachy, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, you're being smart ass. Oh,
yeah.
You?
Me? Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah, I got nothing really exciting in my world anymore today other than, I don't know. I really got nothing. I got nothing for you, Carol. I had a taco and margarita party over the weekend. And
which killed me because I would really love to go.
Yeah.
Minus that like 6-hour drive or whatever to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, you would have to drive all the way back too.
Right. Because I have a 16.1-year-old dog.
Yes.
That's 16 years in 1 month.
So you make it back by sunrise, you know, if you.
It's like,
you
buddy, just hold it.
Yeah.
I could spend, I'll drive 12 hours and I could be there maybe to.
Mm-hmm.
14 hours, that'd be a long time for that old guy.
Yeah. Excuse me. And I'm trying to get over this, whatever's left of this thing that I have or had or exists or lingers in my body. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to?
I'm telling you. It's a weird time we live in. When you can just, like, I was at the store yesterday and I start coughing. And I'm like,
yeah.
I just want to yell. Mm-hmm. I don't have COVID.
It's a you great
know, I
way.
Just, I'm so yeah. like, I, you know, it's just yeah. weird. You can't cough in public anymore.
Oh, you have to use it to your advantage. You have to, like, when you're going towards the checkout line and you see there's like three other carts trying to get to that one, just start coughing as you're like pushing your cart going forward in a very determined direction right at the checkout. And everyone
it's
will
like,
back
I
off.
I have to get out of here. I have COVID really bad.
Everyone will back off very quickly. It's like, all right. I
please let out. Me go first. I have the COVID and I'd like to infect fewer people.
I don't recommend shouting. I think that's more like that's I don't recommend saying I have COVID. I don't think that would be good. That's kind of like saying fire. But I think just you're just insinuating you have a cough, which could be allergies, which could be any number of things right now that are not COVID. But in an abundance of caution, those other shoppers will back their carts away and you may check out first. So
yeah, you could just say, I've got a headache, I've got a cough, yes. I've got a sore throat and a runny nose, but I'm sure it's not COVID.
I'm going to use this the COVID excuse for the rest of my life. It's like, hey, it's got your 84th birthday party coming up. I got COVID. No, we're not doing it. Fuck it.
God, I'd love to come. COVID. Yeah,
COVID. Like, we haven't like, had
didn't
that.
You, didn't you have that for her 83rd? Yeah, I did.
Yes. Yes. It's
second time. I'm even vaccinated.
We're on year what now?
I keep getting it. Yeah. Well.
Like, it's every day. You just like you get up in the morning and it's you take your daily booster. And then eventually you grow an eighth nipple. So,
or you just check your calendar and it's like, oh, that sounds like fun. I can't wait. That I don't want to go to that. Oh, I'm just going to tell them I have COVID.
Yeah. There's so many. Or you get you can get the medicine in your morning cereal. That will be the thing that it'll be.
Oh, my God.
It'll be, yeah.
Daily dose. Sign me up.
Yep. It'll be Frosted Moderna Charms. Yep. And they'll be in the shape of like every president's head that we've had since the beginning of COVID. And, you know, be like, you get like Frosted Donald Trumps and what would
Oh my God.
Joe Biden's and then whoever else comes along. And it's the shape of their heads. And it's, you know, it's like now we're like eight presidents in and it's.
Yeah, but here's the thing. COVID cereal. Those presidents in the same bowl, there would be some sort of weird reaction to your cereal. And they'd be like not getting along.
Oh, my
like,
God.
It's like eat a Donald Trump and a Joe Biden in the same bite.
Turns out there's like a chemical reaction.
Throw up.
It's like there's something in like the dye of the heads, and there's like it turns out there's a horrible chemical reaction, and it just starts foaming like Mentos.
Like oh my God, I didn't just eat a Joe Biden and a Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Reactions to eating the Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Why do they put them in the same box?
And it turns out that reaction is actually worse than COVID itself. If you eat those two together.
It kind of is, yeah. Really.
So, yeah. So there you go. Let's go to our first story. It says, hello, Tony and the gang. I wrote it a few years ago about a haunting experience at a local and still active church with my brother. I write in today to tell you and the audience about an experience I had when I had been around 5 years of age, as well as another that was told by my late uncle. I was staying over for the night at my grandparents' house because my parents went to enjoy themselves at a haunted attraction nearby. Obviously, I was too young to partake, so I took refuge with Mimi and Granddaddy. I fell fast asleep after some pizza and ghost stories of our own, only to awaken the next morning from hearing a noise inside the nearby living room. Jumped out of bed around 6 to 7 a.m., tore off into the hallway towards the sound. Much to my surprise, I saw nothing but the early morning sunlight penetrating the windows of the living room. Turned away to get back to bed. Had the feeling to turn back around and give my attention to the living room again. I saw what looked like a black and gray mist floating between me and the front door, so any plans to exit the house were quickly thrown out, and I had to call an audible. I darted towards the safety of the bedroom, did the whole blankets over the head trick until I was not the only one awake in the house, and I just listened. This mist that I saw was very tall and almost had the appearance of a black and gray cocoon. My grandparents, God bless the dead, are very strong believers in Christ, and it makes me wonder why this would happen in their home. My grandmother had different experiences in her bedroom herself. Some of these were being preyed upon mentally by the devil himself, and she swears up and down on a stack of Bibles that she saw a circle of angels encompassing her bed to ward off the uncleanliness and oppression that had her bound. My second story takes place in the next town over, Marion, South Carolina, where my late uncle, my grandparents' son, lived. He and his family moved into the house that my aunt's relatives had not only lived in, but died in as well, in the very back bedroom. One day, while my late uncle was home alone, he heard a few small sounds that were coming from his children's playroom. He decided to ignore the sounds and went on about his business. All at once, he stopped everything he was doing, even breathing, and heard battery-operated toys begin to perform as if someone were playing with them. He began to head into the playroom and stopped dead in his tracks to find no toys were being distributed, and all was quiet as soon as he darkened the doorway. He thought himself to be going out of his mind. As he turned to walk away, he soon began to run due to the childlike laughter he heard behind him in the same room. I wish everyone well who hears this story. And the same for all the co-hosts. Tony, you're great, and I listen to your podcast daily at work while operating a forklift. Signed, Chase in Nichols, South Carolina. Go Tigers and screw Ohio State.
Does it really say that?
That's what he said. You think I would know any team names to say? Be like, screw the Turtles. Yeah.
That
so,
made me laugh.
Yeah.
So what about a cocoon of mist? Like, I've never seen anything like that.
A cocoon of mist?
Yeah.
Every night.
Like the whole. Well, of course you do. But, like, is mist a... Because I've heard other stories about seeing mist. Mm-hmm. But that's not anything... Maybe I think of it more smoke-like.
More what-like?
Like, more like a smoky? Could it smoke and mist be the same thing,
yeah,
I guess?
Same thing, yes.
Because when he says mist, I think it's kind of wet and feels good on your skin.
It's not
go walk through the cocoon of that.
It's not Windex, you know. So no, it's it is
refreshing.
More like a fog, if you will. So picture like, you know, kind of fog. Have you ever like been on a road where it's kind of foggy just in specific spots and it's really kind of spooky because it's so condensed? Yeah, I'm thinking like that, but probably a little bit more condensed.
Which would be really freaky to see that in your house.
It would be in your house, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you do wonder sometimes when there's like no fog anywhere else, like, why is this just right here?
In my house.
In your house. Yes, in your house. Yes.
I looked outside. It's not foggy outside. And then I turned around and right by my television, it's super foggy.
It was standing in front of the George Foreman and I needed to get over there to put the waffle plates in to make my morning waffles.
The fog was so heavy.
But the fog was far too heavy. So I went around the side of the house, opened the window, and stuck my arm through, trying to reach for the George Foreman grill. Then the garbage can below my feet gave way. I slid into the kitchen sink, my arm going into the garbage disposal, my knee knocking it on as I slid further into the house. I now have a hook, and I terrorize children on Lover's Lane.
That's one thing I have a fear of.
What, the hook guy?
The freaking garbage disposal thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like, excuse me, I have a cold or COVID. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I've tested negative a million times.
You got the C.
But
it could be a cold or
but
COVID.
But, like, you know, people talk about, like, lights turning on and off and stuff like that. Well, like if something's in the garbage disposal and you kind of got to reach in there for whatever reason, it could turn on. And like I have that in my head, like it's everything I could do. Like if there's a spoon down in there, or I think I dropped something, like I feel, I can't. Ugh. I don't know why I have such a phobia of that.
I did because I remember there was like a Halloween episode of Roseanne when I was a kid. That John Goodman had his arm in there and then like she walked in and then they had like blood squirting out everywhere. And I'm like, Mom, what is that? Because we didn't have a garbage disposal. I didn't have one until I was an adult. And then I was like very careful with it. And then I realized like, oh, sometimes stuff gets stuck there and you do have to put your hand down in some cases to get things out. But I was always like, oh, very nervous. Now I'm pretty good about it. I just make sure there's like, check that switch, make sure nothing could possibly bump it. And keep Harper away from it.
Oh, I do not like to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I think it's a pretty interesting story. Like, with the grandma seeing angels and surrounding her and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes you think there's something going on there.
Yeah, I do.
And then when you were hearing battery-operated toys going on and off by themselves.
Totally normal.
That shouldn't be happening. Or normal in Tony's world.
Yeah. You buy them online haunted, and then you get twice the fun out of them.
And you don't really have to buy new batteries because it doesn't matter.
Harper was really lonely during COVID, so we got some ghost friends. I found them on Etsy, and
The funny thing about your kid is if you saw something like that, she'd be like, Dad, can I have them, Dad? I'd really like to try these ghost friends.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she's tried to summon ghost friends at some point in time, but I don't believe it's worked out. So she's never like sitting there talking to anybody or anything.
Thank God.
So I've caught
that's
her.
That's all you need.
I've caught her many times in frustration at me or somebody else where she shuts the door and thinks nobody can hear her outside of the door. And it's like, oh my God. And then she'll come out. Hi. Like, I have no idea that I'm like, hi, I can hear everything you said. I'm just mad. Just angry.
I'm just venting, Dad.
Like, I don't think it's nice it's to healthy. Talk about putting me on a steak and roasting me over the campfire alive, honey. That's not an okay thing to talk about with your dad.
Not healthy.
Not healthy, honey. We can't talk about putting my head on a spike and watching it be eaten by local deer as you have a picnic next. That's not okay, hon. That's not cute. But, Dad... And it just melts your heart and you're like, it's okay, honey.
Oh, you come here. You know. Only your kid.
Exactly. Let's go to our next story. It says, hi, my name is Greg, and this is my first time writing to you. Listen to your show all the time. I was looking for some good ghost stories, and I stumbled upon your tube channel around December 2014. And I have to say, I became very interested. Just love listening to the number of stories other people write in and also call to talk about. I love hearing good ghost stories because it kind of keeps my brain active and well aware of certain things that might not be so clear that we sometimes can't explain or understand. I also think it's fascinating that there could be quite possibly yet another realm beyond our world or some sort of weird dimension that you're not quite aware of or able to comprehend what goes bump in the night. For that matter, I'll try to make this short and not ramble on too much. Ever since I was very young, I've always heard different stories from people that have had strange things happen, but I always wrote it off because I was like everyone else when they heard a ghost story. Skeptical. I just didn't believe in that sort of thing, but at the same time, I knew that there was always a part of me that wanted to. One May long weekend in 2014, I took a trip to Alberta, Canada. As far as I can remember, being little, my mom had always talked about my grandma, who I'd never met. My mom, aunt, sister, and myself had gone to a funeral of a close relative of mine, and it had been my mom and my aunt's stepfather. After the funeral, we had a family gathering, and my great aunt and uncle who lived out there asked me if I had a movie projector. I told them I did, and they said, no, do you want one? I said, sure, why not? Because I was always into stuff like that. My great aunt, by the way, was my grandma's sister who had passed away young from a stroke. My great aunt had this old vintage equipment, a 1950s 8mm film projector and camera from the old days, and a small movie screen with 13 8mm film reels. Stuff was very old but still in great condition, so I was more than happy to have it. You could say that I inherited it and had this stuff for a while. The grandma that I had never met was my mom's mom, as well as my aunt's mom. My great aunt and uncle had no use for any of these old films, so they decided to give it to me. After I brought it all home after the long weekend, I decided to figure out how to watch these old films. I didn't really have the experience of running an old projector, but I thought, how hard could it be? It's one of those reel-to-reel projectors that had been stashed away for many, many years. So I decided to put it to good use again. I ran these films since I had forgotten them. Saw a bunch of old footage of my grandma I never met. At the same time, it was also really cool to see what all was on it. Maybe a few weeks or a couple of months after from being so excited to see my grandma, who I had never met before in film because she had passed away before I or my sister were born, I was watching a movie on my laptop late one night. I don't really know how to explain it or where it came from, but I could have sworn I could smell a distinct scent of perfume in my room. It kind of caught me off guard a bit because it was the first time I'd ever smelled anything like that in my room. I know for a fact that no one had been in my room the day earlier wearing any kind of perfume at all because no one comes into my room too often. So I found it kind of weird. I wasn't scared or creeped out because I don't scare easily. It takes a lot to scare me, quite honestly, because I watch a lot of horror movies and kind of end up bizarre, creepy, scary stuff. The scent of perfume that had smelled that night... I know I'd smelled it because it was almost as if someone wearing perfume had walked into my room and walked out. As I said, this happened late at night. That wasn't the case. I know how long my room had smelled that way. I don't keep track of that stuff, but I can tell you, it happened on a couple of different occasions. This distinct smell of perfume. I told my aunt about it. She was kind of spiritual. She told me that was most likely a scent of a woman. It's probably my grandma. who I'd watched on film. Kind of had a theory that maybe the projector had some sort of small attachment, if you will. Before I got it, I had never smelled anything like that in my room before. That I can guarantee. I was so excited to see the long-lost footage of my grandma. So I'm thinking that maybe that might have triggered something I was not aware of. And she might have been coming around to say hi or check up on me. A while after getting the projector, set it up so my mom and sister could watch the footage because they hadn't seen it yet. My aunt had because the two of us had watched it at some time prior to that. My mom hands me this perfume bottle and says, here, smell this and tell me what you think. When I'd smelled the open cap of the bottle by holding it a little ways away from my nose, it had almost smelled like the scent I had smelled in my room, like the one that night. I still thought it was all very interesting. Since then, I've smelled a few things in my room at night, but I've kind of ignored them until I know for sure. Just something to be aware of, I guess. Hope to smell it again someday or some night, because then I'll be able to tell. Interesting. I would almost guarantee that that's probably grandma if you, you smelled it like that.
I mean, it kind of makes some sense.
Yeah.
That it would be grandma.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of a gentle, nice way to, like, a grandmotherly thing to do rather than, I don't want to scare you, but here's a very nice scent that mm-hmm. I like.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I like it because it's not a super creepy story. Because when you first start telling the story, it's like, oh, it's like old movies of, you know, grandparents and relatives. I don't want them to come back and haunt her and scare her. But that's mm-hmm. kind of a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
So it's not scary. It's kind of gentle and sweet, yeah. But still like, why am I smelling this?
Yeah. You see, what I think would be more fun to do is, you know, everybody, it's just like a nice, peaceful night at the house and everybody, the fire in the fireplace. It's winding down and everyone's tucked in their beds going to sleep. You hear crickets outside, light wind. And all of a sudden.
That was pretty good.
I'm grandma and I'm back from the dead. And that's how you do it.
I wasn't a nice, sweet grandma.
And everybody's just like freaking out. Like, where is that coming from? What's going on? And you start flying through walls and shit. It'd be great.
And then you're like, God, grandma, stop it.
Here I come, sweetie. Want a cookie? Yeah, something like that.
That was pretty creepy.
It'd be great.
That was a creepy laugh and sound effects that you just whipped up.
My grandma always had butter cookies, like the store-bought ones. That was like what we always had. It's like, want a butter cookie? Sure. I'll have a butter cookie.
Yeah, so like one day you'll just have butter cookies out of nowhere. Where'd the butter cookies come from? Harper.
I have something really good to relate to this smell-wise with grandparents, because I think I've told this on the air. I have a jar. It's sitting right there on my shelf. And this was the candy jar that was in my grandparents' kitchen when I was a kid. And it's just an old glass blue ball jar with a metal top on it. And it had lemon drops in it, like the sugar hard candy lemon drops my whole life growing up. And so you would think the damn thing would smell like lemon drops. You open it up, you sniff it. It smells like the inside of their house.
Really?
Yes. It's like scratch and sniff grandma, grandpa's house. There was a very, you know, it wasn't anything bad. It's just, it had a distinct house smell to it, but it was a warm, inviting smell. And I swear to God, I can open that thing to this day and I can smell what their house smelled like. It's weird. It's a house in a jar. Yeah. So it's weird. No matter what.
I get that my grandmother's house had a very distinct smell.
And I put candy in it.
I went there once after she died.
Yeah.
My cousin was living in the basement. And it was just, I didn't even walk all the way in. I just couldn't. It just stopped me.
Yeah.
But that's, it's cool,
it
actually.
It is. It's neat. I don't know how it does it. Because, I mean, I would just, like, logically think, well, you know, all the sugars and everything, that would if it's in a jar for 20 some years, that would likely be the scent you're going to get in that jar. But nope, it smells like nothing like candy. And it just smells like the interior of their home.
Have you washed it or anything like that?
No, I haven't. Don't? I'm not going to. No. No, I threw candy in it initially. And then I realized when I ran out of candy in there is when I smelled it. I'm like, it doesn't even smell like the candy I had in here. Like, oh my God, it smells like their house. And then I stopped putting candy in it. And it's just, now it just sits up on my shelf with a lid.
Huh?
So I can take
take
a whiff of Grandma and Grandpa's house every now and then. It's a weird thing to say. Take a hit of Grandma and Grandpa's house. Like, hit this. Oh my God. Mothballs. No, it wasn't mothball. All right, let's go to a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I've called in previously in regards to my daughter, Lillian, having psychic dreams where she's visited by a girl that has passed previously that she had no knowledge of, could have had no knowledge of. She is still visited by her. It's been probably 2 years now since this all began. But my other daughter, who's a couple years older than Lillian is, she has seen things like come in and out of Lillian's room, and heard things. And she's very empathetic to the point that if she sees that someone is upset or someone else is experiencing something really tough, she will cry or get emotionally distraught. I mean, we see counseling and we have a therapist for that, just because it does intensify her anxiety. So one day I had realized, you know, my grandmother and I used to play cards. So I thought, I'm going to teach the girls to play some more cards, more than just like old maid or, you know, whatever. So we played Uno was the first thing that we started playing. And Rennie really took up to those cards. I mean, she just loved her and wanted her own set of Uno cards. Now keep in mind, she's a teenager and she's like, I want my own cards. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, can you teach me some more card games? These card games are really interesting to me, and they're really in depth. And she had talked about it with more spunk than I had seen her talk about anything recently, just because of with everything with COVID and the way the state of the world is right now, it really is disruptive to her. But anyway, so we have been coping with all that. So I thought, okay, let's learn to play just Rummy or Gin Rummy and some of the things that my grandmother had taught me. So I bought a couple decks of cards. And as I'm teaching her this, she's like, Mama, these cards will tell you. They tell you things. And I'm like, they tell you things. And she's like, yeah, the cards will tell you things. And she's like, if you really pay attention to them, she's like this one, it makes me feel like, and she basically done a tarot card reading for me utilizing just a regular deck of cards. This is really odd, you know, and all of this come to fruition. So I was like, wow, you know, this is very odd. And she's like, okay, I've done, she looks into everything and checks everything out. She's very observed everything. So she went online, she found out about tarot cards. She'd really, or tarot, I'm not sure how different people pronounce it differently. It was something that I was not willing to purchase for her. And then on an outing one day at a bookstore, of course, my husband was like, you know, had taken them and was like, you know, guys, pick out some books, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she picks out also some tarot cards. He doesn't pay attention. He just goes ahead and buys what they get because, I mean, he sees the books that they have. They're kind of stacked up, normal children's or age-appropriate books. So I'm like, when I get home, she's like, don't be mad, but Daddy bought me tarot cards. And I'm like, what? And so she starts utilizing them And it's just, it blows my mind. I mean, it gives me cold chills even thinking about it. And when you put she and my other daughter together, who one is a seer, I guess, and then Rennie is very empathetic, maybe an empath, and then read tarot card readings. She prays before she does it. A lot of people automatically, like I have taken her to different places and she'll look at tarot cards and that sort of thing. And we've even had people come up to us and say that they'll pray for her, that she's down a wrong path. But I've prayed about it. I've learned to kind of just accept it for what it is. And Rennie and Lily both for what they are. It's just astonishing though to really, you know, have them together and feeding off of one another. We were over at a friend's house recently, and it's a friend I confide in, and she knows what Rennie does. So Rennie had taken her cards. She done a reading, spot on, everything spot on. But as soon as we pulled into the driveway, they're like, they wanted watermelon. They were craving watermelon. They needed watermelon. I'm like, okay, as soon as we leave here, if they don't have watermelon, it's not in season, but I'll get you watermelon. So we get in there, and they keep saying, man, we're really craving watermelon. We're craving watermelon. And my youngest daughter sits next to one of the girls that is there. And they keep looking at each other, and they're like, yeah, we're craving watermelon. We're really craving watermelon. And then at that point, my daughter is like, excuse me. And she looks at the other girl and says, will you go to the restroom? Can I speak to you in the restroom? Or a different part of the house, and somewhere private. And she said, sure. So they go to, they go down to the basement, and they're talking because, you know, we're upstairs. And they come back up, and the girl is like pale. And my daughter looks at my other daughter, and she shakes her head, yes. And so I get out, and I'm like, do you guys still want watermelon? Because I'm totally, you know, I just try to write things down. We either record them or write them down. When they do these little reading things for people. So anyway, they were like, no, we're not craving it anymore. And Lily's like, but I can tell you why we were. And I'm like, you don't have to. And she's like, no, I took her and I asked her. And mind you, they have two children and they're thinking of having a third. And she's in her early 30s. So she's like, I just said, you know, hey, you and your husband are trying to get pregnant. And they were like, I said, what did she say to you? And she said, she was like, how could you possibly know? And she said, that's why me and my sister were craving watermelon. When you were pregnant with both pregnancies, you've craved watermelon so intensely. And we both picked up on it. And it just blew the girl's mind. And then she had asked Rennie to do a reading for her. And she did, but she didn't discuss that part because, you know, she knew others didn't want to know. And some of her family members were around, but they went into great detail on various other things. I mean, down to their workplace, to where a family member, how they recently passed, even things I didn't know, things they called each other nicknames that I didn't know. I mean, it was just insane. So I do believe this is something that's kind of trickling down from my mother's side of the family. And it's just, it's amazing, and I'm proud of them, but it's scary at the same time. There's no parenting book, and there's certainly no parenting book for this, but please listen to your children, for those who hear this, and encourage them, and don't be ashamed of them, and don't just shrug them off. Listen to them when they have something to say. I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, and everyone have a blessed day.
You saw a ghost? Go get me a beer. No, don't do that. That's not good. I got nothing more.
Should I jump in? Or are you going to play?
That's the end of the skit right there. That's just, yeah.
You know, I was, when I think I was 15, maybe 16, but I really think I was 15 when I started reading tarot cards. Mm-hmm. And someone else I knew was doing it, and I was very intrigued by the whole process. And, you know, to be honest, I even to this day don't feel they're inherently evil or scary or spooky at all.
No.
Like, and some people might, because it's then, like, I mean, it's not like a Ouija boards creep me out, but tarot cards don't. And I definitely think, you know, there are people in tune to, they can see the world in a different, more complete way.
Yeah.
And I was quite good at it back in the day. I haven't done it in years. But because now I think you have to be more centered. I think when you, as an adult, you get pulled in so many directions and there's so many things going on all the time. Mm-hmm. That to really be good at reading tarot cards, you have to really be able to focus in.
Yeah.
And so obviously her daughters are very good at that. And I don't know. There was a time I was like, maybe I'll just be a psychic when I get older because I don't know what I want to go study in college. I really thought that. I was like, this could be a career path.
Yeah.
But obviously it was not my career. But I'm with her. I think that with children, you know, just because you don't understand that doesn't, yeah. But I just don't, it's just not a scary thing to me. And I think, you know, it's kind of healing in some ways to some people. And, you know, if they, I don't know.
I
thought it was a pretty cool story, yeah. Actually.
You know, over the years with tarot card stories, I got to say, I can't. I really think of many where it was ending in a bad way.
Yeah.
It always seemed to be like either like some information was given that kind of prepared somebody for something, or it was just good information. Plenty of Ouija board stories where the shit goes, you know, haywire. But yeah, I can't think of it. That's kind of weird.
Because even like a card like the death card could show up, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's death. It could be an ending.
Yeah.
It could, you know, it just depends on where it's at and the cards around it. And so like, even when I saw some pretty negative stuff with people, like there was always ways that you could approach it in more of a helpful way for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would never tell them, oh my God, you're going to get in a car wreck and someone you love is going to die. Like, you know, it's like, there could be some changes coming up, you know, I don't know.
We should totally have you do like tarot card classes and then you're certified by Carol Hughes and they'll get like a little,
doesn't mean shit.
They'll get like a certificate that they can like frame and yes. And a keychain.
And like, I'll take a picture with like a promo picture
with their picture.
Yeah. I don't know how,
but
we'll
it has
that.
To be a class
we'll,
picture
we'll
from
we'll
like,
think it through.
So you'll only take a picture with your eighth grade picture. And
exactly. My eighth grade picture.
And you'll get that certified diploma with actual gold stars on them from the
Hallmark.
But I'd
be the
Hallmark.
Girl stuck at a party for hours. Like, but I thought it was kind of cool. Like, I'd go to parties and just be in somebody's back room all night reading tarot cards. That'd be that.
What's going on at this party? Carol's back there reading tarot cards. God. That's her? She's reading tarot cards? Yeah.
She's so cool.
Dude. Oh my God. Wow. It's like totally groovy. I wish to read my
she's
tarot cards.
She's so crazy.
Wow. Why are you here, dude? Like, you're like 38 years old and this is like a party for kids. Huh? Tell me.
She's just 16
years old.
Reading
tarot
cards. Bring back.
Yeah. If you want to talk about creepy, watch that music video.
Oh my God, creepy song alert.
Benny Mardone's Into the Night, creepiest music video you will ever see. And I am talking bad about the dead. So yeah, it's just like, holy shit. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. So much there. I got to turn off Benny Mardone's. There we go. Help keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.